some kind of reception, not all the time either. But they didn't have much way to travel around. They went on home. They had their homes ready for them to go in or wherever they went, you know.
Would folks ever come around the home and...
Or sometimes, oh, you mean make a lot of noise and carry on?
Yes.
That's what's called...
You know, they'd get out there...
They generally get around and do that and make a lot of noise and carry on around when the...
Beat dishes and...
Widower got married or something like that, you know.
Uh-huh.
A widow. They'd... I can't think of what they call it.
Yeah.
Chivalry? Yeah, chivalry. Chivalry or something like that. But I never was into it. I never did go into them, but I knew of several cases.
You know when they stopped doing that?
Well...
How long did it go on?
Oh, into the night, a good ways, you know. Sometime, maybe. Occasionally all night. But they'd have the... Somebody would go into the home, or know something about the home, be able to go into the home and take the hammers off the shotguns and different things like that, you know.
Would they ever bring anything along to play, any sort of instruments?
Yeah, they'd. Maybe they generally had some kind of a wire hooked up to the house, tell me. I never did see it, but I don't know about how it is, and made some kind of queer noise on that wire.
I've heard of that.
Yeah.
I've heard of that. Somebody told me about that. Okay. Now, what would they play in their mouth at a party or something? You ever see those things?
Jew's harp.
Okay, or the ones you play on?
And then the harp, just a plain harp.
Uh-huh.
Well, most of the ones around party around with a violin or guitar. That was the music you generally had those days.
Now, your brother's son is called your...
Nephew.
Okay. If a child had lost both its father and mother, it'd be a...
Orphan.
And they put it in a home.
Well, they're still orphan. And if I take my brother's child in, or some other child, well, I adopted it.
You'd be its legal?
Well, not necessarily. All didn't have to be legal, you know, but they call it adopted.
And you'd be its what?
Legal, legal father, one thing. Now, a lot of people have their godfathers, you know, and godmothers. We never did have it, anything like that.
Or a guard?
They call them godfathers and godmothers.
A guardian, or?
Hmm?
Would you have a guardian or a guardian?
Well, that's really what it knows. In other words, they'd have, when a child was born into a family, lots of them, some of the denominations, the Episcopalians are right away right smart, maybe the Catholic, I don't know.
Yeah.
But the Episcopalians do, and when a child is born and christened, well, so-and-so, I'm the godfather and my wife's the godmother. Or somebody close to the family, that they think a lot of, you know, the parents of the child. In other words, the child's christened to you as a godfather, maybe, or to me as a godfather.